Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday on B. Mitch and Finley. Chris Hayre joins us now from KCAL, California, Los Angeles, does the Chargers weekly podcast, used to work for the Lakers, covers the hell out of these L.A. Chargers. Chris, what's up, dude? How you been?
JP, always good to hear from you, man. Look forward to seeing you guys this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I almost just made a tremendous mistake.
Oh, no.
You're going to laugh at this because I luckily did not hit send. I posted something on Twitter that I then wanted to post on Threads, and I went to just copy paste the text I wrote on Twitter onto Threads, and I just hit paste, and I was about to hit send, and I realized the text that I had just pasted was your phone number, so I almost tweeted out your phone number, Chris, but I didn't. So that's the good news.
It would have been a wild Friday here in Southern California if that happened.
All right, dude.
Oh boy,
get
JP,
us up to speed. I didn't do it is the good news. Get us up to speed on all things Chargers. Coming off a really bad, almost shocking loss in New York.
Yeah, you know what? It started with three straight wins in the AFC West. Right. So like that was kind of the theme in training camp. It's like we're going to learn a lot about this team after the first three games, and to go down to Brazil and beat the Chiefs and then Monday Night Football handle the Raiders and then really a hard fought game that Sunday before at SoFi Stadium where Justin got hit a bunch against that Broncos front. But to gut it out and to win on a Cameron Dicker field goal, be 3-0, you're feeling pretty good. But you know what? Everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the Chargers up in MetLife. First drive, quick 3-and-out. Jackson Dart, who you know no one has seen in the NFL in a regular season game, goes down the field, 89-yard touchdown drive. And then on the very next series, their all-world left tackle, Joe Alt, gets hurt and leaves the football game. So you're already down 7-0. Now you're down – you know, I put him in the category of Derwin James and Justin Herbert as guys you simply can't lose. And you know, you're kind of playing with a new offensive line combination and kind of playing catch up. And there was a time where I thought that they were going to turn the corner in the third quarter when Omarion Hampton had that 54-yard touchdown. I'm like, all right, I think this is where they make their move, and they just weren't able to claw back and win it. So you know, you're 3-1. I think silver lining, there really is no silver lining to losing Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt, but at least you have a week to kind of game plan for what that's going to look like on Sunday as opposed to do it in-game.
With the offensive line in particular, who are the backups? Like, how is that group going to look on Sunday?
It's a great question. So Jamari Sawyer, who played right guard on Sunday, keep up with me now. There's a lot of different combinations that are going on. So Mekhi Becton did not play in the game against the Giants. He was a limited participant yesterday and the day before. We'll know more about his status later this afternoon. But Jamari Sawyer was playing left tackle on Wednesday at practice. And Jamari, when Rashawn Slater went down a few years ago, he actually filled in pretty serviceably for Rashawn at left tackle. So I would expect to see Jamari Sawyer there. And then you have the regular four that started week one, Zion Johnson, Bradley Bozeman, Mekhi Becton, if he's ready to go, and Trey Pipkins kind of at their natural position. So that really the only player that you would be missing from week one would be Joe Alt. But still, I mean, you can't emphasize enough just how big a loss Rashawn Slater was, and then to lose Alt as well. It was probably the best tackle combination in the NFL entering 2025.
Yeah, has that, I mean, losing your tackles, and sometimes quarterbacks will get affected by it. Has it affected Herbert?
Yeah, no doubt, B. Mitch. And, you know, it didn't help that it was the Broncos the week before and then the Giants and their pass rushers, right? Like, to go back-to-back with those defenses and that type of pass rush has been tough. Justin was hit 26 times the last 2 weeks. I think it was 14 times against the Broncos and 12 times against the Giants, or maybe that's reversed. But a stark difference from the first 2 weeks against the Chiefs and the Raiders. So protecting him is going to be paramount. I think Amarian Hampton will help with that. I think the fact that you have kind of a diverse set of weapons on the outside with Quentin Johnson and Keenan and Ladd McConkey, maybe the quick passing game will help with that as well. But, you know, Justin likes to push the ball down the football field. We will see if they give him enough time to do that on Sunday.
Talking with our friend Chris Harry here, covers the Chargers for KCAL, CBS here in Los Angeles. Chargers are playing really good defense. They've been vulnerable against quarterbacks that run. Is that fluky? Is that a flaw? Where can the Chargers get beat defensively?
Yeah, that's certainly something that happened in week one with Mahomes. Mahomes is so good with his legs anyway. So, like, just him extending plays, they knew that going into that game that was going to be an issue. You know, Jackson Dart, a lot of design runs from him last week. Again, it was a very impressive 89-yard drive. But you take that out of it, guys, like, Dart didn't do too much. Like, Herbert threw two interceptions, and that led to 11 points. So you take that first drive out, like, Jackson Dart really didn't have that big of an impact on the game, I should say. But, yeah, certainly, I mean, like, you know, I expect Jayden Daniels to have – you have to expect him to have no limitations coming into this game. So certainly I think it's going to be a big test for guys like Deion Henley, the Chargers star linebacker, maybe spying Jayden, or a guy like Derwin James who's just all over the football field. You have to account for Jayden's legs, especially, you know, with his weapons kind of beat up on the outside and, I don't know, you guys can tell me in terms of, like, who they're going to use to maybe push the football down the field. You know, the Chargers defense, they're really good about not getting beat by big plays through the air. But certainly a running quarterback, you know, it's a small sample size, but it's given them some issues the first month of the season.
Is it just the quarterback running that bothers them, or is it the running game?
It's been the running game has been good. Like, the run defense has been good. I think it's been more Beamish the quarterbacks, right? You know, like, even Geno got loose a little bit in that Monday night game. And again, I talk about Mahomes with his legs. They see that twice a year. I really do think that it's tough when you're seeing a rookie quarterback for the first time, and you're not really knowing what to expect coming out of the gates. Like, you know, that first drive by the Giants was scripted. But yeah, it's been more the quarterbacks. They've been pretty solid against the run in general. But that three-headed attack with Washington, I expect them to probably lean on that with guys like Terry and Noah Brown out.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting what Washington's offense looks like. What about the rookie running back for the Chargers, Amarian Hampton? I mean, he's a big play waiting to happen. Washington's been giving up big plays far too frequently. What do you think of Hampton in this game?
I mean, he's an absolute monster, man. Like the 54-yard touchdown may be the lead in the box score, but I'm sure you guys saw that 18-yard run that I think it went like the angry runs that Kyle Brandt does. But he's a relentless, big, physical running back. And, you know, the plan kind of going into the season was to kind of pair him with Najee Harris, who, you know, coincidentally had never missed a game in the NFL. It was as durable as they come. So you're going to have that combination to kind of wear teams down in the fourth quarter. Najee pops his Achilles a couple of weeks ago against the Broncos, and you know, it took a while for Omarion to get going. They really leaned on Justin's arm the first 2 weeks of the season. But when Najee went out in that Broncos game, they really placed an emphasis on Omarion. And, you know, he only had 12 carries in the Giants game, but he averaged 10.7 on the ground, including that 54-yard touchdown. And he's just a load to bring down. Like, just the effort there is relentless. So you look at what Bijan Robinson was able to accomplish last Sunday. I'd be shocked if he wasn't the focal point of the offense going into the game against the Commanders, especially with the offensive line kind of beat up the way it is. I do expect Omarion Hampton to have a big say in the result.
Yeah, I mean, he's a baller, dude. I'm curious for you, what is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How strong is the Chargers fan base these days? Like, you've covered the Chargers for a while now. They've been in L.A. now for a long period of time, and yet I feel like on the East Coast, like, so many people, my friends, when I was telling them I was headed out here, like B. Mitch, you'll laugh at this. B's tried to get me set up to play Del Mar down in San Diego, and I was like, B's, they play in L.A. Like, how?
So B's and Jeff on the same page, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But my boy Jamie, who is in the media business, said the same thing. He's like, are you going to play Torrey Pines? I was like, dude, I'm in Los Angeles, not San Diego. But, like, I think there's going to be a lot of burgundy and gold in SoFi on Sunday. How established or fair weather, whatever the right term is, what is this Chargers fan base nowadays?
Well, a couple of things. It's grown exponentially since 2017 when they moved up here. I remember, you know, the first couple of games in that soccer stadium, and you know, you have like the
Dude,
Eagles
I covered
in week
a game
four,
at that
right?
Stadium, it was crazy.
Yeah, and just keep in mind with Los Angeles, you saw it yesterday with San Francisco kind of taking over SoFi Stadium. Like when there's a game in LA, the opposing team's fans will circle SoFi Stadium as a destination to come out here. I will say this, over the last couple of years, really, I don't know if it's coincidental with Harbaugh, but just having Harbaugh and Herbert the last couple of years, the crowd's been really, really good for the Chargers. And I know last year they didn't play like the Cowboys and the Steelers and in some of the fan bases that travel pretty well. But, you know, last couple of Sundays ago against the Broncos, it was a really, really strong Chargers crowd, also recognizing that, you know, there's a lot of transplant Broncos fans here. And, you know, listen, I've been out here for 19 years from the D.C. area. I know a lot of, you know, Redskins Commanders fans that live here, and I'm sure there will be some burgundy and gold in the crowd, no doubt. But the fan base here is definitely growing, and I think when you have a winning coach and a winning quarterback, you have that combination, I think that does wonders. Plus, they have some star power, too. You know, they have guys like Derwin James and Khalil Mack and Ladd McConkey, Keenan Allen, Omarion Hampton kind of up and coming. So it's been fun to kind of see the evolution of the fan base and just kind of the second act of the Chargers here in Los Angeles.
How much burgundy and gold are you expecting Sunday?
It's one of the best road, especially like JP, it was different like 5-6 years ago, right? Like the fact that, you know, there's so many Jaden Daniels fans here, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking to Bram a little bit ago, and I was telling him about one of the events I did. I interviewed Jaden and his mom at this parade that they had for him at his high school, at Cajon High School, where they named it Jaden Daniels Field. It was like a rainy weekend before the combine, before he was even thought to be a Washington Commander. And it's cool to see high school football and just how big it is here, and how many Jaden Daniels fans there are in Southern California. So that's going to play a big part. Mm. But listen, I know about the burgundy and gold, man, and they certainly travel. It's going to be fun on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Where'd you grow up, Reston?
I grew up in Falls Church. I worked for the team for a couple of years, and the reason I'm in this job and I'm covering football is because of B. Mitch's Washington Redskins. I went to every single game as a kid. Section 301. I was there in 91 for every game, the Super Bowl year, and it's been fun to like follow them from afar. But you know, I was out here for, you know, some dark times, and it's been really cool to see just the life being brought back into the fan base, probably not only in D.C., but around the country.
You ain't lying about that, man. Well, it's exciting.
Chris, honestly, you and I are probably the same age, roughly, even though you're significantly better looking and look younger. It's the same for me. That 91 Skins team, I think, changed my life and put me on a path that I'm sitting doing this for a living now, because I was just obsessed. And
I was on the front page of the Fairfax Journal. I think I had like a black eye from like a sledding accident. I was in fifth grade. I was on my dad's shoulders at the parade in 91. And it's like one of those memories. It's like the Washington Redskins are like why I do this, you know? So it's going to be fun to see UJP and just a bunch of guys I worked with at the radio station I worked at, 25 years ago.
Wow.
It's awesome. We're talking with our friend, man. Chris Hayre here from KCAL, covers the Chargers, sports anchor reporter here in Los Angeles. You can give him a follow at Chris Hayre, Chris, CHRISHAYRE. What is the Harbaugh effect on this team? Because Jim Harbaugh certainly seems like a very interesting dude. I imagine he is furious about that loss to the Giants last week.
The effect is real, man. And it's hard to like put your finger on, but you know it when you see it. Like he established a culture. Like keep in mind, like when Brandon Staley was fired, they like gave up 63 points to the Raiders on that one Thursday night game. Yeah. You bring Harbaugh in just like that, 11 games last year. And you know, the schedule is considerably harder this year, but to start your season off by beating Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, then beating Pete Carroll in the What's Your Deal Bowl on Monday Night Football, and then to beat Sean Payton, like, that's a heck of a way to start your season. He's uber competitive. He has a really, really good coaching staff, guys that he's brought from Michigan, including the defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter, who's been awesome, right? Really right from the rip. So it's his personality's infectious. He just wants to win so badly, and it rubs off on everybody in the organization. So I think those guys recognize they let one slip on Sunday. But that's the beauty of this game on Sunday, is because I'm sure the Commanders feel the same way about what happened in Atlanta, and the expectations are sky high for both teams. So I'm just so excited for the game, because I don't know what to expect. When you have quarterbacks like Jaden Daniels and Justin Herbert, who like coincidentally played against each other in college, I think Jaden's true freshman year when he was at Arizona State. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It really will be. Do you know, I'm trying to get information on this place, and I feel like maybe you'll know it just from living out here for so long. There's like a big-time Skins bar in Manhattan Beach, I believe. Do you know the name of that bar? I think they're having an event tonight that I'm going to try to go to.
Yeah, I you know what? I've been there a bunch, and I forget. Why does the name escape me? There's one in Culver City called Jocks or Daily's. And I'm sure anybody listening to you guys streaming, like, it's one of the coolest experiences if you're a Redskin or Commanders fan. But the place you're referring to is an old dive bar in Manhattan Beach that I've been to so many times, and I don't know if the name's changed. It escapes me, but it's right in Manhattan Beach, like across the street from the ocean, and it's awesome. It's in like the El Porto area of Manhattan Beach. Why does the name escape me?
You know what? That's what Google's for. I will figure that out. All right.
You sure,
Chris? I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. You know where I ended up last night was the Whaler, Chris.
Venice.
Venice. Yeah. It was fun. It was karaoke night.
I did karaoke with my brother there about 10 years ago. I remember that night very vividly.
Wow.
I got it. I did not sing, Brian.
You didn't do Whitney Houston last night, dog?
So it was Pete Haley's birthday at midnight. So he got done working. We went out for a cocktail, and I did not sing Whitney Houston last night. I did not think the West Coast was. What's your go-to karaoke song? I sing Whitney.
I think we did a Snoop and Dre collab. I think in Venice at the Whaler. Hey, I just found the name. It's called Summers.
Summers. Okay.
Yep.
If you want to see me tonight in the L.A. area, I'm going to go to Summers in Manhattan Beach. Chris, thank you, brother. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Hey, always appreciate you guys. I'll see you on Sunday, JP. Looking forward to it, man.
You'll see B too, man. I don't know if you guys have ever actually met, but we'll make sure that happens.
You'll be there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'm leaving at 5-something.
I'll get in there early. I'll come find you guys.
All right, cool.
Take care, man.
All right, appreciate you.
Take care, man.
That's our friend. Chris Hayre. Give him a follow at Chris Hayre, H-A-Y-R-E. Does a great job covering the Chargers. When we come back, let's go through some specifics. Let's see where Vegas has this game, where we think it's going to end up. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. NFL Sunday's coming, and you've got your crew, your couch, your snacks, your slate, and FanDuel is coming with something extra. This isn't just another NFL Sunday. It's your chance to place that perfect parlay or hit your go-to player prop, and now we're making it even better because this week, FanDuel's bringing the bonus. That's right. Right now, all customers can get a 50% profit boost on any NFL bet. However you play your game, FanDuel's got your back with something extra in your account because that's what Sunday should feel like. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app and get in on the action before kickoff. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.